This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
What his name was. He told me his name was Tiger, and at that moment I immediately recognized him. I asked him if he knew where he was, what time of day, just to make sure he was oriented. He seemed as though he was lucid and calm.
Tiger Woods in a horrific car accident by himself early in the morning in Los Angeles. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, and boy, whether you know sports or you don't, you know the name Tiger. When somebody goes by just one name, iconic golfer, and this is a huge story. And we could talk about COVID and the numbers, and we could talk about the fact that the electric gurus in Texas, many of them have dumped off the board. I'll explain what all that gobbledygook means. But before we go there, we have to talk about Tiger Woods and what happened to him. A serious car accident, again, in the morning in Los Angeles, happened at about 7:15 or so. He suffered multiple leg injuries, underwent surgery on Tuesday after that, after being involved in a single car rollover. The stretch of area where he rolled over, I'm familiar with it only because I've traveled it in the past many times. And you heard there what they said from the sheriff's department, Carlos Gonzalez, the L.A. County Sheriff's Department, his comments about that he was lucid and fine in that sense. I mean, he went into surgery. His longtime agent thanked people for privacy because everybody's all over this. He had to be pulled from the windshield, through the windshield, with the jaws of life. And he then was, of course, set on to a local hospital, the one that I was talking about in UCLA. So this is a guy whose last huge victory, and one that everybody cheered on because it was a comeback for him, his son, with a big hug, the Masters in 2019. He had just talked about after his tournament, the Genesis tournament at Riviera in Los Angeles, that he wanted to be back in the Masters and that he would be there because he's coming off of yet another back surgery. So he's a 15-time major winner. He's one of the most decorated golfers of all time, 82 career victories. And you bet when he's in an accident, everybody knows about it immediately. It was like lightning fast. Everybody found out about it. A 911 call at that site, the rollover, like I said, Rolling Hills Estates. It's right there at Rancho Palos Verdes. And it was going northbound on a well-known boulevard there and flipped over. And, I mean, you see that SUV and your heart skips a beat. If you were in that SUV that was mangled, you would be just like him, lucky to get out of the front of that. The front end was destroyed. The airbags were deployed. It's a very curvy, steep stretch, this Hawthorne Boulevard, and it's a major, major road that cuts through the Palos Verdes Peninsula area. So there are accidents that happen there because of the strange slope and curve of the road. I would suffice to say that you probably don't realize it, but sometimes when you're watching a movie not too far from that area, because of the treachery of it, the slope of it, there have been things that have been filmed there. So what happened was what happened to the actual SUV, it made contact with a sign on the center median, crossed into the oncoming southbound lane, so luckily nobody else was there, and it hit a curb, a tree, and rolled over several times before coming to a stop about 50 feet away from a home. And so as soon as people heard it, because it was so loud, they immediately called the sheriff's department, and they're saying the reasons they don't believe that there was any kind of impairment or weather, that wasn't a factor in it. He was wearing a seatbelt, all that kind of stuff. And the extent of the injuries are being very quiet about that, just saying multiple leg injuries and surgery, but the injuries not believed to be life-threatening. He was taken to the trauma center, though, like I mentioned, officially it's Harbor UCLA Hospital, and he was, he was, of course, when he was taken out, he couldn't stand. He was put on a backboard. And like you heard there, calm and lucid. He knew his name. He said his name, all of that. And here he was in Southern California over the weekend for the Genesis Open, a tournament hosted by his foundation at that Riviera Country Club that I mentioned in L.A. So, wow. Lots of people posting on social media about Tiger Woods, who had just come off of back surgery in December. And the SUV, ironically, that he was driving had a Genesis Invitational logo on the side of it. He was driving the luxury brand that's done by Hyundai, because that's part of when you have tournaments, you have these cars, and the sponsors are usually part of that deal, and that's what that must have been, and that's the SUV that he was in. So crazy to see that happen, especially with the kind of news that he's been making lately, but I know that this was part of the buzz across the land today, because when you go by one name, people absolutely know you, and they absolutely know who Tiger Woods is. Moving from Tiger to what is also threatening so many of us, although we're seeing that hospitalizations are down. So, you know, I'm mentioning the pandemic. Hospitalizations have definitely decreased in some areas. We are over 500,000 cases. You know that because that was that sad milestone, 502,000 out of 28.3 million cases. More vaccines are on the way for those who will take vaccines, and they're starting to offer them to different groups, not the initial just so-called phase one group. And then there's conversations about reopening and schools reopening and what is that going to take. And also in New York, there was an announcement by the governor, Andrew Cuomo, about movie theaters opening and 50 people in a movie theater, sporting events opening up. So at the Garden, Knicks could have 2,000 people, but think about that, 2,000 people in the arena, in the arena. But it does show that New York, of all places, had been shuttered so tightly for a year with some openings, but now opening up a little bit broader. So what does it all mean? Do people or should people feel safer, or is it still because of the variants, because of still the unknowns, that the fears could be that people think, I can breathe. I don't necessarily need to wear this mask if I'm just around people that I've been around a lot. Or maybe I could take a little bit more liberties. And I would say to that, you have Anthony Fauci, who is up on his soapbox in whatever alphabet soup network he's on, talking about his fears of people doing just that, taking it too lightly because they're seeing that there are some openings starting to happen with restaurants and movie theaters, etc., in places that were hit the very hardest a year ago. Hang with us. What do you do to open schools? What do you do when you're in a big school district and you're the superintendent? Find out next.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Fans are a way to introduce fresh air into 32 schools. And I must add, it's 32 of our 227 schools that do not have operating ventilation systems. And so we use the fans as a way to introduce fresh air into those spaces.
Wow, fans. That's William Height, and he's the Philly School Superintendent, again, in Philadelphia, and saying we got to have these fans. He was talking to a reporter on ABC, and I happened to catch it, and I thought, ooh, I wonder how many other schools fall into that same category of we're relying on the fans, and if we have the fans, we can do it. Joe Biden, the prez, wants schools to reopen, but if schools follow the CDC guidelines, then Biden's reopening goals would not be easy to reach. It would be, in fact, near damn impossible to reach anytime soon. San Francisco paused school renamings to focus on returning schools to classrooms because before all that, they were worried about the names of the schools, for goodness sake. And then you look at the rest of California, and the schools are behind in reopening too as well. So you go from coast to coast. And the question is, how do you do that? How do you reopen the schools? Now, the CDC's recommendation for the schools in reopening in-person learning, which some places are open, you have to have multiple, they say, mitigation strategies. You have to have masks, social distancing, hand hygiene, cleaning, and disinfection. Oh, hand hygiene is so easy with kids, isn't it? Maybe in a pandemic because they have to do it so much. Cleaning, disinfecting, contact tracing. Yeah, get someone on a contract to do the contact tracing. And then teachers and staff and families have to have their own precautions outside of school. And you know that old saying about it is a petri dish. That's what school is when you send your kids to school. So this is an interesting dilemma because and Biden knows this and Trump knew this too, to really get things kicking with the economy, you've got to get the schools up and going because part of what's a holdback is the struggle for the family units to get back to some sense of normalcy with the whole work at home thing and all computers up in the house and doing this quasi-remote learning where in a lot of cases the schools have, like a friend of mine told me, and I've heard many of these stories, how do they handle it? They usually have like one day where you just check in and they're off because they've got this strange virtual learning, which works a little bit, but then doesn't work when it comes to the fatigue that the kids feel, like that Zoom fatigue. So a large part of the conversation is focusing on the success of vaccines, but also how quickly schools can reopen for in-person learning. And that's a struggle for this new administration with what the message is over the timelines and the goals. And it keeps shifting. It shifts more with schools, I think, than anything else I've noticed in the last couple of weeks and culling over everything that's said. So vaccines and reopening schools seem to go hand in hand. And Biden has said one thing and the voice of the administration is saying something different. And the bar is incredibly high. Because if you're following the CDC guidelines, the more specific, not the broad ones that I presented or that I talked about, which they have specific things you have to hit, it's pretty tough. You know, what's getting reopened? Teaching at least one day a week in person? And then they talked about, well, no, you can't do that. You have to have the majority of schools at least 50% open, and the goal for Biden was to have that happen by the 100 days of his presidency, the first 100 days. So that means some teaching in the classrooms. And again, at least that one day a week. But you look at school districts, 1,200 school districts represent 35,000 public schools in 50 states. 33.6% of students K through 12 in the U.S. are attending virtual only school. So did you hear the number I said? 33.6. The majority of students are attending schools that meet Biden's goal, with 40.8% of students going to schools that meet in person every school day, and 25.6% attending hybrid. Oh, that is like so the word, isn't it? Everything's hybrid. Hybrid schools that switch between online and in-person learning throughout the week. But in looking at the districts and in-person instruction, you know, how much fully, and how do you walk back originally saying you'd reopen the schools in the first 100 days when half of the teachers are also furious because they're not getting vaccines in some of the states because they're further down the line, and they will get them if they want them, but they're not getting them right now. It's a moving target, right? It's a moving target, and it's one that has to happen. They have to have kids back in the classrooms because, again, the effect on the economy, the family unit, it's undeniable. And listen, the previous president got that, and so does the current president. We'll see how successful it becomes, and we'll see what happens with the vaccine process, which there are more vaccines coming, but the variants are also hitting us in a lot of different directions. And will the variants destroy what theoretically would keep you safe, meaning the current vaccine process? All that, by the way, is being figured out at this moment. There's lots of conversations about that and testing and all of that to to see if they are resistant or not, frankly. And it's an interesting question. If you, depending on the district you're in, I guess, would you feel safe sending kids back to school? As a grandparent, would you feel safe hearing that your grandkids went back to school? And I think it's dicey at best for a lot of people. Yes, they want them back in school. No, when they see stories, I know they're random and in different areas, but when you hear about stories of kids going out to play, like a 9-year-old in Texas coming back in from playing and a day later dying of COVID-19. And like I said, those are the outlier stories, but those stories happen. Somebody hears it and there's a heightened fear because of that. Definitely because of that. Hey, coming up, we're going to go to the mailbag. In the mailbag, many of you must have emailed me late in the day talking about Tiger Woods seriously injured in that car crash, and what did I know about it. Also, you had some thoughts about former Capitol security officials blaming some of the lapses in intelligence for what happened on that deadly riot day, January 6th, because they did not know, they weren't informed of what was happening, and the optics didn't play out the way people were saying, and a lot of the Capitol Police feel like they're being targeted, but yet they had no knowledge because that's all they keep hearing. How could you not know? How could you not know? And then the other big thing, and also this came across in the mailbag, is Texas and the fact that you have so many people resigning from the ERCOT board. 5 board members who actually live out of state resigned following those power outages and devastating storms that every day, everywhere popped up. So people from all over the country were trying to help the people in Texas. So the Electric Reliability Council of Texas announced in a Tuesday notice to the Public Utilities Commission of Texas that 4 of its board members are resigning effectively Wednesday, February 24th. And a 5th board member separately submitted her resignation. All right, so we're going to go to the mailbag when we come back next, because you hit on all of the things that I wanted to talk about in this hour. So thanks, Sally, Sam, and Jake. See you on the flip side.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Coronavirus cases and hospitalizations continue to fall in the U.S., with cases down 40% over the last 14 days, and hospitalizations at their lowest level since early November. But Dr. Anthony Fauci says that doesn't mean we can get complacent. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNN that we have to continue both mitigation efforts and vaccination programs to continue those downward trends.
We've got to, as quickly and as efficiently as possible, get as many people vaccinated as we can at the same time that we continue with our public health measures, because when people look at that curve every day in the newspaper, it's very steeply going down, which is terrific news. The infections per day are going down. We can't pull back on that and get complacent, because if we do, we could see a surge.
This is USA Radio News. Four members of the board of Texas's power grid operator will resign following the blackouts during last week's winter storms. Chairwoman Sally Talberg, Vice Chairman Peter Crampton, Finance and Audit Committee Chair Terry Bulger, and Human Resources and Governance Committee Chair Raymond Hepper announced their intent Tuesday to resign from the board of the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. More than 3 million people were left without power following the brutal winter weather last week, with ERCOT citing frozen equipment for the loss of power output. And Tom Vilsack was confirmed by the Senate Tuesday to serve as President Biden's agriculture secretary. The former Iowa governor was confirmed by a 92-7 vote. Vilsack previously served in the same position under President Obama, the only of his cabinet members to serve for Obama's entire term in office. During his confirmation hearing, Vilsack cited the coronavirus pandemic and climate change as necessary priorities, saying the problems facing the department are completely different than the last time he'd served as secretary. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You have mail, mistress.
What? Digging the mailbag.
We are knee-deep in the mail. No surprise, thanks to all of you out there. You can shoot us your thoughts anytime, day or night. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. And for that matter, if something trips up that you hear that you want to jump on, you can easily call us, too, by the way, at 855-266-5283. So let's start with this one, the ERCOT duh comment from Sally. And Sally says this: Kate, I think that Texas looked like a bunch of idiots last week. I don't mean the Texan people. I felt bad for the people. But the problems with the electric grid, it shows you why I agree. Who wants a lot of regulation? But sometimes a little regulation from the feds doesn't hurt. For God's sake, why do we have a federal government if it is so sucky? Sometimes you need that. Greed is good to a point. Capitalism is good to a point. But when you all are selling, I like the y'all, when you all are selling electricity and everybody just wants to get it cheap, it shows you what happens when you trust the devil that doesn't have the details correct. Not winterizing and preparing for that was the biggest blunder of all time that I can think of, because that was preventable. Of course the grid collapses. It's lucky that there weren't more people in the dark, starting off with 4 million and then seeing that get narrowed down a little bit. It still certainly seemed like almost everybody was in the dark. The Yes, it does seem like almost everyone was in the dark. But I wasn't in the dark, and I live in Texas. So ERCOT is the board, right? The ERCOT board members who actually don't live in the Lone Star State resigned because of the power outage. So now there's these vacancies, and I think they should be very picky about who gets those spots. And obviously, I think what happened is they saw it, and especially one of them, Finance and Audit Chair, Human Resources and Governance Committee Chair, the director positions on the board, which mean they have to be independent of any business ERCOT oversees. So I think that's the reason for the ejection. I mean, ERCOT board members have come under fire when it was reported that some didn't reside in the state. That was the other problem. Oh, duh. We have people that don't reside in the state. Are they paid board members? Because guess what? A lot of board spots are pretty sweet deals, and you get some pay. And I don't have a problem with that if it's going well and someone's contributing for companies. So the they had temporarily removed personal information about the directors from their website because they were getting harassed. So that's part of, I'm sure, the reason they resigned, like, I'm out of this. You know, I'm done. I'm withdrawing. I'm not going to be in this anymore. Because, of course, they got hammered, as they should have. Because you had 4.5 million customers without power at one point. And you had at least a dozen Texans die during a winter storm, freezing to death. Carbon monoxide poisoning. Unacceptable. I mean, unacceptable. I know Greg Abbott, the governor, called on ERCOT board members to resign in the aftermath of the crisis and said he welcomes their resignations, promising to investigate the grid operator. The lack of preparedness for what happened. I mean, just disastrous and cannot be repeated. So they got to find some good board members for the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. And again, who are they? They manage and operate the electricity grid that covers most of Texas. So we'll see where that goes. And you're right. Texas did look bad. Texas looked bad, not just to Texas, not just to the United States, but to so many all over the world. In fact, I was reading a paper from the UK today, and China was taunting the U.S. over the Texas winter storm blackout as what they called a failure of capitalism that's destroying desperate Americans. That was what they said. Desperate Americans. And this is your capitalism in your face, and this is why it doesn't work. Wow. Serious flaws cannot help them with their concerns. And, of course, you saw the pictures. People walking around in blankets and not even warm. People waiting in long lines to buy groceries and shelves being picked bare. No water, because water was another problem. So it looked dysfunctional, horrible, and just an ineffective way to do business and could have been avoided. I mean, even the tail end of the week, you still had a third of Texans who didn't have water. And more than 1,200 public water systems in the state reporting disruptions in their service. So, yeah, not good. Not good. All right, how about this one from Jake, who says, hey, Kate, I'm a sort of fan of Tiger Woods. I mean, we all are human and have failings. So I saw that HBO show. I know you talked about it on the air. But terrible what happened to him in that accident. And I guess there's just still so much we don't know. I think it was a speed thing, it sounds like, just not necessarily an outrageous speed thing, but enough that it caused that rollover so early in the morning. And, yeah, he's got a compound leg fracture. He's got a shattered ankle in the rollover. Imagine a shattered ankle. You're a golfer, and you've just had a back surgery, and you think you want to go back and play. I mean, that's not good. So he's got The lower legs are, like I said, the right tibia and fibia and that shattered ankle. So a crush injury happens when a heavy object puts pressure onto a body part. I'm no doctor, but that's what it is. And that's what happened to him. He's lucky that it wasn't, it's hard to say this, but it's lucky it wasn't worse. He could have been killed. The speed limit there is about 45, and it is, the curve is deadly anyway. It's so, so steep. They've got signs warning trucks to use lower gears all over the place. And he hit a curb, hit trees, rolled over a bunch of different times. They said there was no evidence of braking, weather, you know, weather wasn't a thing, none of that, but they had to pry him out of there. And, I think it's amazing when you look at the car that he was able to come out of that sucker alive. I mean, very, very, very lucky. And after having that back procedure, I can't imagine anytime soon that he's going to be on a golf course. He's definitely, I can't see the Masters. I don't know how he would play in the Masters. You know, that, I don't think so. All right, then there's this one from Sam listening to us in New Orleans. Sam says, Kate, you know, the idea that the FBI alert about possible war against Congress reaching D.C. and getting to the Capitol Police on the eve of the attack seems ridiculous. Is this a lack of cooperation between agencies? Again, didn't we see this happen on 9/11? Yeah, you know what's interesting about that? I listened to some of that testimony, and, you know, it was about 7 o'clock, less than 24 hours before an angry mob overran the U.S. Capitol, an FBI bulletin warned that extremists were calling for violent attacks on Congress. It landed in an email inbox used by the D.C. Police Department. And then that same night, a member of the Capitol Police got the same memo. The alert was not flagged for anybody top level at either one of those agencies, and that makes you question the breakdowns. Of course, the massive security failures, who's to blame for that? So acting D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti and former Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sun said the intelligence community failed to detect key information about the intentions of the attackers and adequately communicate what was known in the run-up to the Capitol riot. And Sun, who cast the Capitol Police as a consumer of intelligence from 18 federal agencies. Look, that's what he said. We have to coordinate. We get their briefings. We are made aware of what's happening. We were not made aware of what was to bear, what the FBI knew. So there was a joint hearing by two Senate committees, certainly uncovering the stark warnings that were issued before Congress met in a joint session to formalize President Biden's win. And they didn't have any of that. I mean, the Capitol Police didn't have that information, didn't realize the extremist nature of the people who got so violent when they decided they were going to overrun the Capitol, and all the breaking glass and the doors being kicked in and all of that. So, yeah, I mean, there were signs out there for a while that didn't, and they didn't get to the right people. So the right actions weren't taken. And that's wrong, because there were lives that were lost that didn't need to be lost. So certainly not showing the true nature of what you thought was going to happen. That is a giant, giant miss, my friends. A giant miss. Hey, coming up, you're going to love this. We have a fabulous mic drop moment. I don't think anyone could come up with anything better the last couple of days anyway. Hang with us.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
What up the Tata? Still sipping my top. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I'm most definitely from
movie theater. They get to go back and see the movies again because it's been a very long time for the people of New York. Andrew Cuomo, who's been under fire for allegedly bearing statistics, he has a different point of view of that, of people who died in nursing homes, announced the good news that you could go back to some of the sporting events and some movies, but very, very limited. Example of that is Knicks. Now that's a Jay-Z song there. Knicks and being courtside at the Knicks. Probably if you were one of the lucky golden ticket people, you could have been, because only 2,000 allowed back in. Just 2,000. But 2,000 is better than none. It'll make a little, you'll hear a little bit of noise. We saw that if you watched any of the Australian Open, which probably none of you did, just me. I wanted to see Serena Williams and some of the American players. And, there were, for a time, there were about 5,000 people in Melbourne, in Melbourne Park where they play it, and then they had another lockdown, so you had days and days and days in between where they couldn't do that. What a difference it makes. And this is all pandemic. Big events, concerts, and how many of you miss live music, even at your local watering hole, or even just sitting next to somebody on a bar stool waiting for someone else to show up, one of your buddies and having a conversation with a stranger that makes you laugh out loud, right? When are you able to do those things? Certainly not wide these days. All right, this just is a story that'll make you, it just makes you feel good. And you have to ask yourself, would you do this? If it were you, would you do this? So there's a couple, Nina Richardson and Doug Condon. They were getting groceries delivered. Their driver, this is in Texas, their driver came to deliver the groceries, and the weather started to get so bad that her car got stuck in their yard. It slid. There was ice with the winter storm. So when she went to say, I have your groceries, but I'm stuck, they looked at her and said, well, you can just wait. You know, come inside. Come in here and wait for AAA to help. And AAA wasn't going near there because the storm just overwhelmed everybody. And the plan was for the driver, Chelsea Timmons. Her plan was simple. Deliver my groceries, get all my runs done, go home. It's Valentine's Day, which it was a previous Sunday, right, on the 14th. Have some wine, eat some chocolate, and wait out the storm. But the conditions were so bad, and there was no AAA. There was no one coming to get her out of that situation. It was icy and awful. That the couple said, well, you know what? Stay with us. So she said at first it was kind of weird. You know, here you're in these strangers' house. But then they were cooked her a steak dinner. And she was just overwhelmed by their kindness. She went from just coming inside to wait for a tow truck, and then it was inaccessible, they couldn't do it, to staying overnight. She stayed 5 days. And they wouldn't let her leave. They're like, why are you going to try to the hotel? It'd be without power, be without this, be without that. What if that happens? So Uber and Lyft and taxis weren't even an option. The severe road conditions, terrible. And that is some good people to take her in, just no problem, totally comfortable. The dogs are there. They got power. They got water. They got food. And they fed her and had fun, got to know each other. And then finally, when everything lifted and she was going to make a trip back to Houston, which is where she was headed, once it was okay to do it, she was on her way. And reflecting on the days, she said she couldn't help but feel like they were guardian angels sent from above, that they were willing to just take a stranger in, keep her safe, warm, fed, make her feel comfortable when her car was stuck in front of their house in that situation. And she said she was beyond grateful to have found comfort with them during an unprecedented storm. So, boom! That is a true mic drop. Yeah, come on. I think we can give it one more drop. And you do. You ask yourself that, right? If a driver got stuck, would you let them come and stay? Of course, yes, being hospitable, letting them come in, wait, all that. I think a lot of people would do that. But having them stay for those 5 nights, wow, wow, wow. And that's what happened to Chelsea Timmons. And that's a story that she'll take with her and spread that good feeling, I think, for the rest of her life, because she had that act of pure kindness wash over her in a bummer of a situation and in a thing that you weren't expecting to happen in Texas, and it did. It did happen, and now you're suddenly in the middle of it, right? Yeah, definitely. All right, here at the tail end of the show, I want to mention this because I briefly mentioned vaccines. I always get asked about this. What do you think about the vaccines? What do you think about when everything's going to open up again? 44.1 million people have been vaccinated. There may even be more as this leaves my lips, but that's the official number, who have gotten at least one dose of the vaccine. That covers 36.2% of the prioritized population and 13.3% of the total population. So, good news if we're going to have herd immunity. And despite all the other things that we're hearing, the sooner the better, right? because you were looking closely at variants. We knew this was going to happen, and it's about the rollout. It's about enough people jumping in and getting the vaccine. That'll help everyone across the board, the people who are not willing to get the vaccine. And I think there will be enough numbers, because you can tell by the amount of people that want to sign up for it. So I think in most places, I'm going to say in most, because how do I know that for sure? I don't. But I think you'll have enough that will do it. That'll make a big, big difference. The big story or the buzz across the U.S. is Tiger Woods, because he defies the odds when it comes to the talent on the golf course. But, boy, he's been crashing down to earth lately with that HBO series that didn't paint a pretty picture for a two-part series on HBO a couple of weeks ago. And now he's been injured in this car crash in Rancho Palos Verdes. And you look at the car, and if you said to someone, do you think the people in this car survived, you'd say, I don't think so. But he did. He had to be extricated from the SUV through the front of it, through the windshield. And he had crushing injuries in both lower legs, a shattered ankle, compound fractures of right tibia and fibula, and the shattered ankle, like I said. It happened so early, you know, not even 7:30 in the morning when he was coming around that curve and that happened. And there were no signs that he was under the influence of anything. They didn't find anything. And this is an area where they weren't necessarily expecting. It's about 30 miles or so out of downtown Los Angeles. It's the two-lane road that curves through this upscale suburb. And the northbound side was what he was driving on. And it's so, so steep. And just could have been as simple as that, the way that it's looking. It just was bad timing and luck of how he hit a curve, because they didn't really see any brake marks. So that kind of tells you something, that he felt like he was probably fine coming across or over there anyway, right? But fine didn't work for him that time around. Ugh, definitely. Definitely, definitely not. All right, the music means I got to dance off this stage. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour, rather, of the show. You can always shoot me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count.
Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.